بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And what أشعار حضرت أو الشيخ حضرت مولانا حكيم محمد أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه ظلومي زمانة الله تعالى فضله قبر النور الله تبارك وتعالى give him جزائي خير on behalf of the ummah. And whatever little we have is through having spent some time in the company of the Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on everything that He commanded us to do and He told us to do and to live our life according to, in accordance with His teachings, inshaAllah al-Aziz. I've got Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh's Ash'ariyat Dast ko khab ga karta hu. A very, very difficult Ash'ar, not straightforward translation. دست کو خواب گاہ کرتا ہوں. What does it mean? It is entitled دست کو خواب گاہ کرتا ہوں. I make the jungle my place of residence. I make the jungle or the bush or the forest or some remote place, I make it a place of residence for me. Like how حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ حضرت دامت برکاتہ last night, what did he say? He gave us such beautiful advices. What is the reason why go in a jungle? Why go somewhere where there is nobody? What the battal ilayhi tabatila, so that you are away from people. And it's only you and your ma'shuq, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and your zikr. So that time we must take out every day or every now and again, so that we are alone, where we have no disturbance. And it's only we and Allah and our zikr with Allah. And means that we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, making zikr. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that in Allah itself, the word Allah, there is ah. If anybody says Allah, see the end part of Allah. What is that? Ah, natural. It's so natural. Till today, nobody, no matter who it was, Firon, whoever, never said he is Allah. He said, yes, he is Lord, or he is whatever. But he never said Allah. Nobody said that. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala reserved that name for himself. Because in it there is this what? There is this word, what? By default, in the word Allah, there is ah. When a child gets hurt, you didn't teach him Allah yet, he doesn't know how to say Allah. What is it? When he gets hurt, he says ah. So in that word Allah, there is ah. So under all some circumstances, we call Allah Ta'ala, even when you get hurt, or when there is any pain, a person say ah. How? And so, if the Muslim will say Allah, so in that Allah, there is ah. And when a person says ah, he gets some relief in saying ah. So here, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh says, Jab kabhi dil se ah karta hun, when I say from my heart and with ikhlas and with sincerity, I say ah, I say Allah, manzile peshe rah karta hun. I can see myself advancing, going towards Allah, going to the close proximity of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When a person makes zikr, he goes towards Allah. And then other rahmatullah alayhi say, ishq ki namurad wadi mein apne gham se nibah karta hun. It comes with a test, my brothers. It doesn't just come like that. Allah Ta'ala tests you. When a person claims that he's got ishq for Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala tests him in many different ways. So ishq ki namurad, in the dangerous and very, very risky valley of ishq, what happens? A person has got to look after himself. Allah Ta'ala sends him tests in different ways. Temptations, and there is the shaitan, and there is the nafs. And thanks to ishq, through ishq, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saves him. So, apne gham se nibah karta hun, then I reconcile with my grief. I make peace with it, I bear it, and also I endure it, and I make grief my friend after that. Apne gham se nibah karta hun. But then there is another voice in me, and it tells me, why you don't make sabr? Make sabr. There is another voice inside me telling me, "Arey, sabr karo, sabr karo. Why are you frightened? Why are you so parishan? Why are you in anxiety? Why are you in grief all the time? Why don't you just make sabr, endure it? So Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh says, why the sabr, Hazrat treats it as an entity on its own, like a human being. Sabr ko shikwa o gila kyun hai? Why is sabr making this, all the complaints and telling me I must make sabr and I must make sabr? Sabr must realize also, zabte gham be panah karta hoon, that I make so much sabr, that is unexplainable. Yeah? Why sabr got this problem? How much I suppress my grief and my sorrow. Then Hazrat Damat Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, this is now an idea, just a small example of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi's ish that he had for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Giriyaya ashka, ishka mein kya hai? Giriyaya khun bhi gaha karta hoon. That's a type of ish that our Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi had for Allah Ta'ala. That crying tears, water comes up from our when a person cries. So that tears that come out is water. So crying and weeping of the tears is no big deal. Sometimes when I cry, even blood comes out from my eyes. Sari khilqat se dur ho ke kabhi dast ko khwab gah karta hu. Then Hazrat Wala, he yearns to be alone with Allah Ta'ala. So he leaves everybody alone, he leaves his family alone, he leaves all the other people alone, and he goes out in the jungle, and which Hazrat Rahmatullah used to do. And when he used to come here also, he used to like the jungle. Many times we used to go with him out. So there, Hazrat Wala says, that sari khilqat se dura ho ke kabhi, I go away, far away from everybody, to do what? To be alone with Allah, to dust ko khwab gah karta hoon, then I make the jungle my place of residence. And that is what Hazrat Damat Barakatum last night was saying it so beautifully. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجَرًا جَمِيلًا. Then Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Dard-e dil jab shadeed hota, when he is yearning and he is longing Allah Ta'ala, and he feels that he is still not close to Allah Ta'ala, when that pain comes, and when that intense and unimaginably strong love and ishq, when it hits me, then I make ah in his remembrance. Yaad mein unki ah karta hoon. Then towards the end, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi says, lazzate zikr kya kahun akhtar? What must I tell you, akhtar? The enjoyment of zikr, what must I tell you about it? You can't imagine this. Joom kar wah wah kar, when a person is making Allah Allah, and he making la ilaha illallah, and he enjoys it, and he goes into an ecstasy, then that is what Hazrat Rahmatullah is saying. Joom kar wah wah karta hu, I sway this way and that way, and I say wah wah, how wonderful, how beautiful, how enjoyable. So inshallah we will be reading it in front of you. Just pani zara dekha. Water.
جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں منزلیں پیش راہ کرتا ہوں جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں منزلیں پیش راہ کرتا ہوں.
سبحان اللہ کہو بھائی.
عشق کی نامراد وادی میں عشق کی نامراد وادی میں اپنے غم سے نباہ کرتا ہوں صبر کو شکوہ و گلا کیوں ہے صبر کو شکوا گلا کیوں ہے سب رکھو شکوہ ہو گلا کیوں ہے, سب رکھو شکوہ ہو گلا کیوں ہے, ضبط غم بے پناہ کرتا ہوں, ضبط غم بے پناہ کرتا ہوں, جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں, جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں, منزلیں پیش راہ کرتا ہوں, گری اے اشک عشق میں کیا ہے, گری اے عشق عشق میں کیا ہے, گری اے عشق عشق میں کیا ہے, گری اے عشق عشق میں کیا ہے, گری اے خون بگاہ کرتا ہوں, تاریخ القت سے دور ہو کے کبھی, تاریخ القت سے دور ہو کے کبھی, تاریخ القت سے دور ہو کے کبھی, دست کو خوابگاہ کرتا ہوں, دست کو خوابگاہ کرتا ہوں, جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں, منزلیں پیش راہ کرتا ہوں, درد دل جب شدید ہوتا ہے, درد دل جب شدید ہوتا ہے, درد دل جب شدید ہوتا ہے, یاد میں ان کی آہ کرتا ہوں, یاد میں ان کی آہ کرتا ہوں, لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر, لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر, لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر, جھوم کر واہ واہ کرتا ہوں, جھوم کر واہ واہ کرتا ہوں, جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں, منزلیں پیش راہ کرتا ہوں.